Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm really well.
Events on in the gardening world in and around Tasmania and Hobart.
It's the wind down season, I think, Brian. It's not been good gardening weather of late, and it's that period of the year when we're moving from sort of the summer garden into getting ready for spring. So in terms of what's going on in the garden club world, things are fairly quiet. But there are a couple of events that I'd like to mention. The Coal River Valley Garden Club is promoting an open day at Coaldale Walnut Farm on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. It's an opportunity for people to wander around the walnut farm, pick their own walnuts if they want, or else buy prepared product from the farm. Sounds like a great opportunity. You have to book, and you book on the Coaldale Walnut Farm website, which is coaldalewalnuts.com.au. So it's something that if the weather breaks on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it might be something that people would like to join in on as long as they book.
Within people's own gardens, what would they be doing or should they be doing in the month of May?
In my garden, the harvest season's almost over, but my garden's probably it's a little bit later in producing than often most gardens are, because I've got a fairly shady garden. My cucumbers have produced beautifully this year, but they've finished, and my tomatoes did exactly the same. They're almost complete. There's just one or two hanging on to pretty scrabbly bushes at the moment, and I'm looking forward to being able to get those off as soon as they begin to ripen, and I can get the terrible looking plants out of the garden. So yeah, it's kind of harvest season. The things that should be in, or might people might consider, onion seedlings or onion seeds can be planted now, and I've got some new onions, some red onions that I've never grown before. They're seedlings, and they'll go into the garden in the next couple of weeks, along with some silverbeet seedlings. Other vegetables that people might consider putting in now are, the cabbages, broccoli, cauliflowers. Plant your broad beans. Some people plant broad beans at this time of the year. Others wait until early spring. Doesn't seem to matter. I've tried both, and they seem to produce equally as well, pretty much at the same time. And if you're able to identify what they call early potatoes, and please don't ask me what the names of those would be, but early potatoes could also go in at this time of the year. In the flower garden, all sorts of things can go in ready for spring, from asters and carnations and petunias and salvias, hollyhocks, zinnias, all of those sorts of things can go into the flower garden. And I know that, for example, that salvias are likely to be restocked in nurseries over the next couple of weeks. So if you're interested in some of the new varieties of salvias, have a look at your local nursery and see what they've got coming in. Bare-rooted fruit tree season is upon us. And so you'll find plenty of apples and cherries and apricots and plum trees, bare-rooted ones that you need to put into your garden before winter hits. So gives them a chance to establish themselves a little bit and be ready to come away in spring. And I think the other thing we probably should mention is that probably your bulbs should have been in a week or two ago, at least. Daffodils, and I've got some early jonquils coming up already, but it's going to be a while before they flower. But the daffodils will follow, followed by tulips, and that will see us through the late winter period and early into spring. So that's the kinds of things that people ought to be considering putting
Have
in their
we
garden at the moment.
hit the time yet for pruning, say, roses and apple trees and fruit trees generally?
Pretty close to it, yes. Fruit trees are always best according to the current expertise, they're often best pruned when they're in leaf. It used to be the practice that you pruned your fruit trees in winter, but often that tended to let disease into the plant. So it would have been best to do them right after fruiting, and that would give, you know, any cuts a chance to heal. Roses, I've pruned my few roses recently. Anywhere between now and the middle of June is a good time to be pruning roses. And they will sort of sit and then come away as soon as the weather starts to warm again.
We've had some good rain this week. That might help as well.
It certainly will. And we've kind of had that mixed season where, I mean, the roses this year were absolutely magnificent because of all the rain we had towards the end of last year. And so who knows, if we get this kind of weather, our spring gardens were likely to be absolutely magnificent again. So looking forward to that, Brian. Yeah.
John, thank you very much. It's been good to talk. Lots of things to do.
Terrific. And we'll catch up with you again, perhaps in a month's time.
Thanks, John.